Blog Talk Radio.
Always here for the motherfucking shit, Adi.
Text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always here for the motherfucking shit, Adi.
The advice that you need in the world, all that you need knocking down at the door, all of the bitches taking to the floor. Give me more. I can tell now what you want to know. Are you here for it for the motherfucking show? All these elements, why should I waste them? All of your bitches, give them a taste. All this time now, who should I give it to? Which one of them should I pick? Or I've now stepped in the shoes of an oversized cunt. Now I'm giving you all of it, what you really want. Cooking, cleaning, all of the pleasing, body grooming. Nigga, I'm feeding bad, but I'm here for it, ready for the show. Pass me the blunt so I can grow.
That's your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, are back on the air for another installment of the show. Always.
Now stop, we here, we into it. No playing in my face, get into it. We're here, we stepping on the floor to it. Get up, get down, now move to it. Now every head a little man bitch you in. This is what I wanna see on the merry-go-round. I'm a bird in my ear, fly to the element. All this pussy, never celibate. Oh!
So I don't know where the children is at tonight, but we are live, and we are here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. You know, the show must go on.
Kelly.
Kelly.
What are you dying for?
Kelly.
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 What are you dying for?
Hey, bitch.
Text your girlfriends, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that she is live, back on the air for another installment of the show. She's always here for the motherfucking shit. Yes. Why wouldn't I have made it back from Chicago? What happened? Hold on, I'm trying to get my shit together. Hold on, y'all, honey, okay? Because, you know, it be a lot going on over here and shit like that. Hold on, give me one second. Why wouldn't I have made it back from Chicago? I see somebody say, oh, she made it back from Chicago. Why wouldn't I have made it back from Chicago? Baby, I make it back from any place I go to, baby, honey. Listen, I plays no games with the motherfucking shit, bitch, honey, okay? I had to start my Insta. What's going on Facebook? What's going on YouTube? What's going on Instagram, honey? We are back here live on the air for another installment of the show, where we're always here from the shed, honey. This is March 16th. 2020, honey, and we're here live on the air for another installment of Petty Mondays, where we're always here for the motherfucking shit. I don't know why my Instagram is dark, and I really, really dark, darker than it normally is. Make sure y'all see this live. Make sure y'all invite y'all girlfriends. I don't know what's going on with my Facebook, but it's not downloading my videos. Like, I normally be able to download my videos that I have on Facebook when I don't go live on YouTube and Instagram, and I can put them on YouTube so everyone can see them, but it's not downloading them because I would love for YouTube and Instagram to know what I've been talking about when it comes to the corona. You know, the corona, baby, the corona. But, honey,
I'm not doing this with you.
Welcome, my legendary girlfriend, honey. It's the legendary Jason Bridges, honey, all the way from Baltimore, Maryland, honey, where the corona is at, honey. Jason, the corona.
Girl, I'm not doing this with you.
Miss Sangwa, they made the corona just across the bridge from you.
Yeah, but it's deep up there, honey. There's only two people with it here, so that's not.
They trying to get
us out of here. And they probably came from New York.
They trying to get us out of here with the corona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But to all of you people that's on YouTube, y'all need to YouTube and Instagram, I need y'all to come over and be a part of my friends and my family on Facebook. Like, I have some weird, like, I don't know why, but lately they are not letting me download my videos and post them off to YouTube and to Instagram. But I got a lot of funny videos that y'all need to go to Facebook and see, because it's how I figure out how to could go back to downloading them down and stuff like that. I got to get me a new ring light. My ring light blew out, bitch. I got to get me a new ring light, child. I know I'm a little dark over here and shit, bitch, but, you know, just bear with me, honey, until I get me a new ring light, honey, to light me up. Yes, Quentin, that corona's down there in Baltimore, Quentin.
It's in New York, girl. It's in New York. Only two people got it here, and they came from New York.
Oh, hell, hold on, honey. Welcome back to the motherfucking show, honey. It's the legendary one herself, honey. It's the legendary Mother Amaya 007.
What's going on?
Ooh, you back, sis.
just a few minutes. Girl, listen.
Well, listen.
Wow.
Welcome back, sis.
Thank you.
Let me tell y'all something. I want to get straight into the shit, bitch. Ayana, if y'all out there, y'all listening, you know.
Hold on, Kelly. I want to touch on something because, see, and the reason why I think I slightly went ahead and went against my better judgment and came on the show is because, you know, I know you and I respect it. A lot of times when it's dealing with stuff with your house, like you're mentioning it, but you're breezed past it because it's your house. And I respect that. I don't take you for being wrong for doing that. But we're not going to accept the fact that your overall father called my goddaughter mainly, even though that's my nephew and I love him. He should not have been sneak this in my goddaughter on no text message about no battle.
What are you talking? I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't been on Facebook all day.
Oh, well, you go on Yanni's page, you'll see her.
You said what?
Go on Yanni's page, you'll see her.
Yeah, I just got on Facebook a little while. I just got back on Facebook a little while ago. I've been asleep all day.
I left
your house really early, honey. But we're talking about the ball first.
I left your house really early. Yes, you did.
And so I was tired, okay? I went on the plane. Hey, boo, how you doing? I went on the plane. I went straight from the ball to the Aspies, back to Amaya's, to the airport, honey. I was tired, honey. I just woke up, honey, okay? The way I was in here sleeping so long, honey, I thought I had a case of the corona.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
I was there. I guess he was talking to Rima. He said, you. Did you hear me?
Yeah,
Andrew, you went out. We heard something, and then your phone went out.
They're unmuted. The bitch muted me. It says you ran through all them holes. I can't believe they let Yanni Manly ass beat you. And that was from the co-overall father of the House of Gorgeous Gucci, which is my nephew. I left him down. But that was definitely there.
Did it say Gucci after that name?
It's Ira by Big as Day.
It's 1,000 Iras in Ballroom.
Miss Kelly, if you don't cut it the fuck out, I'd rather you just say, like, okay, yeah, girl, mistakes happen. But don't try to excuse it off, girl. Now, don't do that. We're not going to play like that.
I'm just kicking.
I love that boy to the death of me. I find a village for him, bitch. But right and wrong is wrong.
If you go to his page, I just made a statement about the situation.
Okay, good. Like, I fuck with him, so I don't want nobody getting confused. Like, that's not my love.
If y'all go to Ira's page, Ira made a post, and he publicly apologized to Yanni for a private text message that he was having with one of his girls, okay? And he made a public apology.
I respect him for that. Real talk.
So.
Yeah, but you have to do Kelly like that, girl, because you gave that sleep tea, girl, and nothing would have been discussed, girl. Don't play me.
He posted it underneath her post. Publicly apologizing to Yanni.
That's what's up. I respect Ira for that.
Okay. So, let's get into the shit.
Okay.
So, tell us what you was at the ball. Before I get into all the shit, and Tayana's supposed to be calling in here as well, but before I get into the shit, you was at the ball. So, tell us how did the Chicago Awards Ball go? Cause you know I stayed on her couch, baby. I was on the couch sleep, honey. I fell asleep on the couch, mistake. She tried to wake me up when she was leaving out the door, mistake, girl. But when I woke up, when I see her and her cute little pencil skirt, mistake, her pink little top and her big Diana Ross wig, mistake, girl. I say, oh, I'm not going out with her, mistake, bitch. I'm not battling with her, mistake. So I just took my little leather outfit and I laid down, mistake, because I said it's gonna be in a big place, mistake, girl, and it's a large area, mistake, and it's too much space, bitch, and I might catch the corona. So I said I waited till Sunday and go out. So Amaya went out, so she'll give y'all a recap, and then I'm gonna give y'all the shade that the girls been hitting me up, asking me to talk about.
Okay, first The first, Ayana and Tayana and TJ, because he helped them out a lot too. They did an amazing job on a Midwest Awards Ball. Thanks everybody that came to Chicago. You know, I don't really like people, so it doesn't really matter if people came or not. But first, but the highlight for me of the ball was watching the people become parents. A lot of those people that became parents is people that I helped groom and mold, like Vanessa Frost. Congratulations to her for being a new Midwest mother. Congratulations to Jay for being new Midwest father. Congratulations to my goddaughter, Beverly, for being Chicago's mother, West. All three of them very, very, very much deserve it. And that was really a highlight to see people that I helped groom because step into their parentship. So it was really, really good. The ball was smooth for the most part. It wasn't a lot of stop and goals. The girls battled. The girls had fun. I was drunk as fuck. So, like, my recap probably is not going to be the best. But really had an amazing time there. But everybody was, Jack was reading. Jack, bitch, that bitch Jack Mouth. If she wasn't Jack, somebody would pop my sister because Miss Jack was reading the kids for the blood. It's no shade. But it was a really good ball. It was a really good ball. They gave out the other year. They had the little booklets with the winners in. So if you don't know who the winners are, it's a lot of those little Midwest booklets passed around. Yeah, they had they did the booklet this year. I think it was a very good idea to let the girls know who were the winners and what happened. Like I said, it was very competitive, and we had a good motherfucking time. I really will say that. It wasn't a whole bunch of arguing, a whole bunch of back and forth. The girls was having fun. The girls paid the corona, though, because everybody was kissing, hugging. It was a little sex session in the bathroom where the girls was in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
The
girls having a good time. The big girls was in the bathroom having a sex session, honey. It wasn't the little bitches, they said. They said the big bitches was walking in that bathroom now, honey. You big bitches got to know how to fuck a motherfucking stall, bitch.
the girls in their jacket and getting their lives. The people had fun, I guess. So, I mean, it was an amazing time for me. It was not a lot of bullshit, a lot of arguments, confrontation. If the ball ran smooth, we had a really good time.
Listen, Tayana, if you out there and you listening,
let me text her. I'll text her now. Hold on.
I gave her the number for her to call later. The girls,
yeah,
the girls had a lot of fun, okay? So, first of all, hold on. Let me go to here and say, let me see. Wait. The nominate. Okay. See, the way this shit is. Okay. Oh, the winner is the one with the stars.
The winner has the stars next to their name. Yes.
Baby, I'm not announcing. Let me tell y'all something. I'm not going to do this mistake all motherfucking night, mistake, bitch, okay? Bitch, a West one new face mistake, bitch. I'm not going to be doing all of these West mistakes, bitch. I told y'all every Monday it seems like it's a West mistake. But I'm not announcing none of the fucking West mistake, bitch, okay? Tonight is not going to be a Monday about the West mistake. But a West child one new face. I'm not doing this with y'all, okay? Tati Chanel, one femme queen face, honey. You see, look, I'm not doing this mistake. Farrah West, mistake, one woman face, listen. Butch Queen face went to what was this? Rio Balenciaga, Isis, Prodigy one drag face. Yeah, I'm not gonna be on that only West. Larry Barmaid, one schoolboy realness. Let me see, who else? Desi Ebony, one pretty boy realness. Andre Ebony, one thug realness. Mitch Barmaid, one executive. That's for that list, honey. Hold on. Let me go to the next list, honey. Okay. Cameo. I don't know who this is. What is this? Some Balenciaga.
I don't have the book. Like the book in my car.
I don't know how to pronounce the name. He won a trans man realness. Rodney Barmaid, one legendary realness. Femme Realness went to Bria Chanel. Crystal Ebony won Drags Realness of the Year.
Come on, Crystal the Pistol, bitch.
Huh?
Crystal the Pistol, how crazy. Yeah, come on, bitch.
Won All American. Ebony Lavin won Female Figure Runway of the Year. Sammy won Balenciaga. One Woman's Runway of the Year. Keith LaVin, one Legendary Runway. I don't know how to pronounce this Lavin name. He won New Runway. Vam Chanel won Butch Queen Runway. Hold on, let me go to the next one, honey. Hold on.
You said Vance, right? Vance.
Yeah, Vance. Blue Prodigy won Vogue Femme. I don't know how to pronounce this Chanel name, honey, that won Virgin. Cash.
That's Imani. That's my little favorite, Imani.
Okay, Imani. I don't know. Who is this? Cash. What else is this? Tinchi?
Tinchi. Tinchi.
Tinchi won, Owe. Baby.
Yeah, KP,
baby,
that's
Hurricane.
My son. Congratulations.
Baby Hurricane won Legendary. Big Boy was Gio Balmain. Shorty Ebony won Realness with a Twist. Jesse Ebony won Drags. Jaylene, I don't know what this house is, won Femme Queen.
Moscow.
Okay, the house of Moscow won Femme Queen.
Jaylene, girl.
Okay. Mark Balmain. Mark Balmain won Body. Femme Queen Body went to Yasmine Ebony. Y'all know, bitch. Y'all really know who won Femme Queen Sex, Miss Saint, bitch. Without a motherfucking doubt, honey, bitch. The new motherfucking mother, bitch, that is freezing the motherfucking scene, bitch. Miss motherfucking Vanessa Frost, her motherfucking self, Miss Saint, bitch, without a shadow of a doubt. Ape Ninja won Trans Man Sex. Mark Balmain won Butch Queen Sex. Who is this? Hollywood Ebony won Best Dressed Male. Raven Teach won Glitz and Glam.
Tinchi.
Tinchi, honey. Soya Chanel won motherfucking Femme Queen, a female figure Best Dress. Dress Up Ebony won Sneaker. Okay. JoJo Gorgeous Gucci won Commentator of the Year.
Love JoJo.
Okay. House of the Year went to the house of motherfucking Balmain, bitch. Okay.
Big ol' E, big ol' P.
Father of the Year went to Mario Balenciaga. Legend of the
Mama.
Year went to Miyake Mugler. The Posse Project won the Trophy of the Year. The Comeback of the Year is Vance Chanel. Amp Miyake Mugler won Spectator. Okay, let me see. Shadiest Femme Queen of the Year.
You don't need your glasses, bitch. You see who it is, girl. Stop playing with me, girl. Get over it.
Hey, am I reading this shit right, Miss Saint, girl? Is this shit right? I think this was Tayada. Ayada.
No,
DJ, come in here. I think this was a typo.
Oh, no, it's the truth.
Amaya 007. Amaya
007. The legend herself. Yeah.
She was shady.
Well, congratulations, sis.
Thank you. You're so stupid.
Honey. Okay. Atlanta's Finest went to Marlon Gorgeous Gucci. St. Louis, Vanessa Frost. The West Coast, Shady Balmain. New York City, Andre Ebony. Oh, I was nominated there. Larry Balmain for Detroit. Little James for Baltimore. Honey, Philadelphia went to Victoria Prodigy. Virginia went to Diamond Balenciaga. D.C. went to Harold Balenciaga. Florida went to Tiny Balenciaga. The Gulf Coast went to J-Rock Ebony. The Twin Cities went to Jazz. I don't know, I don't know what the fuck that is. Okay, I went to Loco, honey, okay? And so let me go back to the second page because I forgot to announce Mother of the Year went to Tanya Chanel.
Tanya Chanel, the legendary Butch Queen and Drag, now Queen, Tanya Chanel, the Midwest Mother Chanel.
They said, so I wanted Tayana to be here. I'm going to go into the other part of the package that they gave out at the ball, this bad bitch. But I wanted Tayana to be here because the girls have a lot of discrepancies about a lot of these winners. And I wanted
Hold
Tayana
on, let me call.
I wanted Tayana
oh, yeah,
to be here. I'm going to
call.
Y'all know I'm here for the shit, bitch, honey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on Facebook? What's going on Instagram? What's going on YouTube, bitch? I look so black. Bitch, I got to order me a new motherfucking ring light, bitch, honey, okay? I look blacker than motherfucking Medusa.
Mm-hmm.
I look black, Miss Sad Girl, honey. Bitch, let me tell you something. Everybody on Instagram and YouTube, if y'all don't have motherfucking Facebook, bitch, y'all need to go get y'all motherfucking Facebook page, bitch, okay? And y'all need to go back and watch my lives from Friday all the way through Thursday. It started from Thursday until Sunday night, last night at the ball. Y'all need to go back and watch my lives, mistake, bitch, honey, okay? I was talking about the corona, and I also had to read a bitch.
Kelly, let me say this because somebody just inboxed me. They said Andre said that you was illiterate, and they said you reading this other year list shows that Andre Reed was correct.
Bitch, I already said I was a little stuck.
Girl, I can't believe you, girl. They said y'all better stop, girl. I know she on mine. Y'all better leave her alone.
Let me tell you, motherfucker. Let me tell you something, honey. Is there something wrong with looking black? No, it's not nothing wrong with looking black. I just look really, really. It's nothing wrong with looking black, Arnold. I just look really, really dark. I'm not this dark, Arnold. It's nothing wrong with being black. Black is beautiful. But I just
Who
look really, really dark.
Who said
there's
something wrong with being black?
No, Arnold asked me that on the live. But I just look really, really dark. I needed a little more light. I don't know why these lights, I don't know what the fuck goes on over here in this area that is just so dark over here. And mind you, it's a 100-watt light bulb right over my head, and it's really dark. I don't always read people. I don't read people. What I don't do, that's what I don't do. I don't read people. I tell the truth. Bitch, I don't read people. I did not read anybody, bitch. I did not tell Mr. Ed to come and knock at my door. Mr. Ed came for me. I didn't send for Mr. Ed. I don't know why, bitch, I was the target, Miss Thing, when Miss Messy West
because you said free Mr. Clark. And go, he felt some type of way.
Miss Thing, I wasn't the one that started Miss Mess did.
But you dished that he was in jail first.
No, I did not.
My sister Tiny dished the tea and you went researching and got all the tea.
Girl, I did not research it and get all the tea. You see, I'm not saying all type of stuff because they just give me stuff in my inbox to say, I know nothing about nothing. Okay, I was sitting here minding my business. But did you speak to Tayana?
She didn't answer, but they also got some, they just shut down the downtown city of Chicago. So I don't know if, like, she's dealing with some stuff. Because she has, she worked for a health agency. So I don't know if she's working for some stuff, but she hasn't responded yet.
The girls had questions about some of the winners, Miss Day. The girls want to know, how did some of these people win these up the years, Miss Thang? How was the voting process?
Let me be honest. Can I say something? Because I am I haven't been as active in the process this year as I have in a few years past. But what I will say is this, and because we have the same argument every year, a lot of times when people are not represented in the other years, so let's say that their wins are not calculated correctly or they're not nominated at all and they feel that they should be, a lot of the time, the way our process goes here, because it's a multi-state situation, is that we rely heavily on your leaders of your house to get the packet, commit the wins, and then the wins are calculated purely based upon the packets that are turned in and on time. If they give you enough time to submit the packets, they tell you when the packets are due, and if you try to turn them in afterwards, they will not be counted. So a lot of times when your wins are missing and things are not adding up the way they should be, instead of trying to attack the committee, the people should attack their house leaders because they sit at the table during this process.
Well, let me tell you what came to my desk to say. It is three categories that the girls are contesting right now. Okay? They're contesting, they wanna know how did Tanya Mother of the Year, Miss Day. They wanna know how did Mario
how did Tanya won Mother of the Year. Go ahead, I'm trying to figure out what you was breaking up.
Okay, they want to know how did Tanya win Mother of the Year. They want to know how did Mario win Father of the Year, mistake. And they want to know how the fuck did you win Shadiest Fifth Queen of the Year, bitch. And you've been working for the last 6 months and ain't been talking about the fucking boiler dog those. How long?
First of all, okay, I can speak for myself first. First of all, I've won it every year since I've been home. I've won it at every side awards ball since I've been home. So, bitch, whether I'm at a ball or not, bitch, I'm still that bitch. Remember that. Number two, when it comes to the super ladies, which is what those are, they are voted based upon how people feel or what people want and not necessarily based upon what someone has done. So when you go into those packets, if you are asked, who do you want to be Mother of the Year? You get one pick from your house and then one pick from another house. So they tabulate those things up. And then the winner is processed. That is not based upon, oh, you've done this year, oh, you've walked this ball. It is basically a suggestive of the year.
Okay, well, baby, you know, I would just ask
and
you
again,
the point.
This is one thing that I will say going into next year's voting process. And I feel this to kids when they're discouraged, or they're distracted, and everybody want to blame the city of Chicago or blame the leaders. Blame your leader. Because it's a lot of times that a lot of houses don't send representation until it's too late. They're like, oh, I don't want to be a part. Oh, I don't want to be bothered. Oh, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And then when shit don't go your house way, you gag. So what you need to do, just like you do at a voting booth, show up and make your voice heard. Stop complaining from the sidelines, and then when shit don't happen for you, you're gagging.
Okay, because
most of you bitches that's complaining don't show up to a process at all, but expect things to fall your way. Most of you lackluster bitches wouldn't get nothing if y'all didn't have y'all wasn't kissing ass all year, no way.
So bitches been kissing ass all year?
Girl. They better. I don't even have no dog in the fight, so I don't give a fuck. But I know for a fact that a lot of the accusations people put out, and most of you girls who don't show up to the process.
So who ass can I kiss, Miss Thang, so I can win Shadiest Fifth Queen of the Year in Chicago? I need to talk to you today. Derek,
girl, you are at me, girl.
Derek, I'm coming over to your house. Rodney, I'm coming over to see you. Mario, I'm coming over to see you. Ayana, I'm coming over to see you. Toya, I'm coming to see you. I got a lot of bitch. I got my lip gloss, bitch, honey. Oh,
I'll vote for you, Kelly. I'll vote for you to be shady with some queen, girl. I don't mind.
Stick on my lip, bitch, because I'm about to book my ticket to go back to Chicago because I got to start kissing some ass.
Good. Are you mad? Because I don't have to be nowhere, bitch, and still win of the year, girl. And you gotta do radio shows and everything, bitch, just to get something, bitch.
Well, listen, if I gotta kiss some ass all the way from New York, mistake, bitch, and don't be in Chicago, mistake, happening here, bitch. I'm kissing ass, bitch. I'm coming to kiss ass, bitch. Honey, okay? Fuck her up, baby. I'm combat. Chicago, I'm combat. common, baby. Listen, book it over and poke it out because mama coming to kiss some ass because I need my Shady's Fifth Queen of the Year next year, bitch. I'm here for the chat.
Okay, you're a man. You big man. You need to stop, Telly. You need to stop, bitch. Like, I don't have to come out. I don't have to do radio shows, bitch. I don't have to do live. I don't have to record the whole fight, bitch, to be that bitch.
Oh, well, bitch, I'm coming, honey. I'm coming. Oh, wait. Melody, you all right, Melody. I don't know. I can't come. No, Amaya, you can have it. I forgot. I can't come to Chicago and kiss my ass. Melody, you all right, baby. The corona.
She was just here at all type of house sets, drinking liquor, rubbing on boys, talking on FaceTime with kids, trying to meet up and have Chicago sex. She wasn't thinking about no corona this weekend. Don't let that bitch fool you.
I was thinking about the corona. Ask any bitch that I kissed them at that motherfucking ball. The girls was leaning in for kisses and hugs. Mistake. I said, I'm the corona baby, honey, okay? Bitch, you ain't seen Mistake, bitch. They had that whole thing in the back. That whole section behind the judges' panel was clear, bitch. The corona. I was sitting by the door in the back behind the judges because the corona. Bitch, don't kiss me, girl, okay? How you doing? Hey, Miss Kelly, oh, girl, I told y'all to lie, bitch. No kissing, bitch. Back and forth, bitch. Don't lead it to no kissing. Don't come too close. Okay? I had on a mesh shirt and everything, Mistake, bitch. All type of organs and mechanisms could have flew through my shirt and shit, bitch. Back and forth, bitch.
Country, I love you, nephew. Don't do that. Don't have a late piece of auntie. I love you, country prodigy.
Okay, listen, honey. Okay. But listen, let me tell y'all something. I want to say this. Overall, I know the girls had a great time in Chicago. I'm glad the girls had a great time on Saturday. I wish I could have seen people because I had a lot of fans that came out to the ball on Saturday and was hoping to see me on Saturday. I just couldn't make it out on Saturday. I came out on Sunday night. The aftermath was really cute, and I enjoyed it, honey. Congratulations, over your mother, Angel West. I know she won a category last night. Congratulations to my sister, the legendary Nikki 007. She won Femme Queen Realness last night.
She's a Barmaid girl.
Oh, so sorry. Nikki Barmaid won Femme Queen Realness last night. Congratulations to Father Amori West for winning Pretty Boy Realness last night, honey. I don't know who else won anything else because I didn't pay attention to anything else after that, bitch, because I had to go outside because it was just too hot up in here. So I had to go outside.
It was giving to Miss Harvey, bitch,
and a small thing.
Yes, it was. Yes, the fuck it was. Yes, the fuck it was. Yes, the fuck it was.
I'm not listening. I don't know. To the person that just asked, is the BBB boy going to have an aftermath? I don't know if they're going to have an aftermath, but if somebody wants to throw an aftermath here on Sunday, they can. I'm aftermath on Sunday because I don't even know if I'll be up for the aftermath on Sunday because, you know, Saturday night, the BBB ball is actually my birthday, and it's the ball all in one. So after the ball is over at 2 a.m., bitch, I might not go to sleep, bitch, until 2 a.m. the next afternoon, bitch. So I'm not throwing no aftermath.
Lala, somebody asked a question. She said, why they be charging to get back in knowing the kids need to smoke? Last night, I will say that Ayanna was very, it wasn't about smoking, but because it was so motherfucking hot in that building, she did suspend the people paying to get back in. So people were able to get and go in and out until the end of the night without paying to get back in last night.
Yeah, until the cops start acting a fool outside, honey, okay?
Hold on, because she just tuned in watching. Hold on one second. Motherfucking Yanni, the way you came to Chicago and broke the children's faces, granddaughter, I love you to pieces. I'm glad that everybody has now saw in you what I've seen in you, and you shook the motherfucking weekend, Miss Yanni.
It's no shade. It's no shade. Let me tell you something. This is how I went for the Femme Queen Realness category, okay? The little girl came out, Mistake Girl. She sat two bitches down, Mistake Girl. Then I came out for Realness, Mistake. And then she sat me down, Mistake Bitch. And then my daughter Rima came behind, Mistake Bitch. And Rima gave the right, oh, you sat my mother, Mistake. Now I got to sit you, Mistake. Then Rima gave the right, bitch. Girl, I'm going to sit this bitch. 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 Miss Johnny came out there, Mistake, with her chocolate dark skin motherfucking ass, Mistake. Baked like a motherfucking bitch chocolate chip motherfucking cookie. And she gave the right, Miss Rima. Let me show you, bitch. I came here to motherfucking dance, bitch. When I tell you, let me tell you something. I seen Yanni Vogue for years, Mistake, bitch. I seen Yanni come out there and Vogue for years, Mistake, and do her thing, bitch, okay? But I never seen when she Vogued, and this is not me being shade or being shady or whatever, bitch. When Yanni came out to Vogue, Yanni Vogue, but Yanni never had that confidence like she had last night. Yanni had that confident bitch. She had that confidence on her shoulders, on her back, on her neck, on her tits, everything, bitch. Like, I am that bitch. It is no other bitch standing here with me in the building, Mistake, bitch. Okay? And that's what, and it was just like, it was so great to see that come out of her and be the person that we all knew that she could be. And it was like, it was everything, bitch. It was no shade, Mistake. The highlight of the night, Mistake, bitch, girl, went to motherfucking Yanni and motherfucking Rima motherfucking battle, Mistake. That was
yes,
the highlight.
Yes,
of
the yes,
God. Let me tell you something. The way she motherfucking hit those motherfucking beats, Mistake, and backed up when she came out there, Mistake, the battle with Mistake, she backed up, Mistake, with that bounce and those titties, Mistake, all the way to the motherfucking crowd. Then she was giving like, bitch, yes, I'm here, bitch, huh? Yes, I'm here, bitch, Mistake. Miss Johnny gave the verdict. Mistake, she was fucking up. You would have thought she was vulgar, Mistake, bitch, the way she was backing it up to those motherfucking beats, Mistake, bitch. And then she got to the judge, Mistake, and she just made her whole body motherfucking vibrate, Mistake, and just jiggle, Mistake, bitch. And then she came and she got up on that table, bitch, okay? It's no shame, Mistake. They kept trying to get them to get up off the table, but the battle was so motherfucking hot, bitch, that you couldn't even stop them from getting off the table, bitch, because that's how hot the motherfucking battle was, Mistake. Miss Yanni broke Chicago down the way Asia
yes,
broke that motherfucking jacket. It's no shame.
Oh, bitch, yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am. Miss Asia did not have it. I don't nobody keep on that Miss Asia, bitch. It's no motherfucking shade. Miss Asia, ooh, motherfucking sex, bitch. She didn't even
because,
have to do much. The sex came out of her skin, bitch.
No, the way Asia broke MLK down, Mistake, bitch, is the way Yanni broke Chicago down, Mistake. It's no shade. Ain't nobody talking about nothing else, Mistake, bitch, but motherfucking Yanni in that battle between her and Rima.
Yes, Nisi. Yes, Nisi. Sex on a motherfucking platter, bitch. Yes, ma'am.
Mistake, Rima and Yanni broke it down like Asia broke it down with that jacket and answer. The only thing the girls was talking about is motherfucking Rima and motherfucking Yanni's motherfucking battle this weekend.
Yes,
it's no shame for you bitches that won thousands and $500 this weekend. But Miss Rima and Miss Yanni, they stole the weekend from you hoes. You hoes need to step up your motherfucking shit. Okay, bitch, I came to motherfucking Atlanta, bitch, to show off my motherfucking new motherfucking body, Mistake. After I sat in the house, Mistake, all these fucking months, Mistake, and Miss Asia came out there with that motherfucking jacket, Mistake. Ain't nobody was talking about my fucking body, Mistake. They talk about Asia in this motherfucking jacket, Mistake, girl, okay?
Yes, she knew Asia. She did it from her mother. I was just about to say that, bitch. Like, mother like motherfucking daughter, bitch. Because both of them motherfucking bitch, motherfucking Saturday night, Asia looked like a breath of fresh motherfucking air, bitch.
Miss Thing, bitch, it's no motherfucking shade. Miss Thing, girl, I was motherfucking gagging, Miss Thing, bitch. I see Miss Johnny motherfucking pictures, Miss Thing, bitch. I said, oh, bitch, let me put on some motherfucking spandex. I had on this nice come fuck me motherfucking sweater dress I was last night. Amaya said, bitch, where you going with that, Miss Faye? All your pussy and shit is out, Miss Faye, bitch. I said, I'm going to ask that. She said, bitch, you better change that shit. I was coming to show my new body, Miss Faye, bitch. I see Miss Johnny motherfucking pictures. I gave the man, bitch, girl, I'm wasting my time. Miss Faye, let me put on some tights, Miss Faye, girl, because they ain't going to be talking about me in this compucky motherfucking dress I got, bitch. All they going to be talking about is Johnny, Miss Faye, bitch. I changed my outfit. I didn't put my
No, they weren't gonna be talking about that, girl. The goddaughter came to shake the motherfucking building, bitch. It's no shame.
Yeah, I see Miss Johnny pictures from family. I said, bitch, you better not wear that dress. She said, y'all need an Asian coming again. I said, yeah, bitch, let me get an Asian to pull out me out. Bitch, it was a bastard.
Girl, was you about to wear your form-fitting dress or no?
It was a form-fitting sweater dress that flared in the back. It was form-fitting all up here, said, and then it got down here, Miss Faye, and it cut right at the pussy crack, Miss Faye, girl, and my feet was going to be glittered, Miss Faye, and it was going to float in the back there with my long, far-high boots on, Miss Faye, and then I seen Miss Johnny picture, Miss Faye, and I said, bitch, girl, I already did it, you know, Miss Faye, and we had the motherfucker hand.
Because she left the dress sitting here on my couch while she back in New York, girl. So she can't put the dress on because the dress still at my house.
I was so mad, Miss Faye, girl. I was mad, bitch. I left the shit on my couch, Miss Faye. I was so mad, Kamora. I was pissed off, Kamora. Bitch, I said, bitch, I'm not, bitch. I said, girl, I don't know what I'm wearing, Miss Faye. I left the shit on her couch. I'm mad at her.
Hold on, Kelly. Hold on. Breaking news, Kelly. The girls are saying that you broke 83rd couch, girl.
I never sat on 83rd couch.
The Lord Spear said, they said you broke the couch. Now, who was lying?
I never sat on the couch. I was only in the bathroom and in the bedroom and in the dining room.
And then he go, la, la, come on, so Mr. Clark did it. Y'all girls are so shady, girl. Maybe they should get y'all other year for being shady.
Miss A, listen, honey, okay? Jason, where's Jason at?
Did he fall asleep?
No, I didn't fall asleep. I had to on mute. I was talking to one of my coworkers. What's up? What'd you say?
That's because of my old shoot. I want to see it. Mother loves the form-fitting dress. Girl, listen, it's a form-fitting sweater dress, girl. If mamas would have wore that to that ball, girl, mamas would have died in that motherfucking form-fitting dress, bitch. It was a sweater dress. She'd have passed out. Y'all have seen that bitch. Y'all have seen that bitch on World Star, bitch, passed out on the floor at the ball in that motherfucking dress, bitch.
Listen, let me tell you something. I had that shit on, bitch, saying, I said, bitch, where you going with that? I said, bitch, I'm about to go show my new look. She gets the ring, bitch, it's motherfucking hot in there. Bitch, you going to die, bitch, saying, bitch. But I was coming for her, bitch, saying, she had a hood on her and everything, bitch, saying, and then I had my glasses, bitch, saying, bitch, I was ready. Bitch, girl, listen, I was coming, bitch, saying, girl, okay? But I know Miss Yarns was coming, Miss Faye, girl, so bitch, listen. But I left it on the couch for Amaya. Maybe she could turn it into two dresses, Miss Faye. You know, she's smaller than me, Miss Faye. So I left it on the thing. Maybe she'll get it. and cinch the back, Miss Thang. You know, she might have to cinch the back about 3 or 4 times, Miss Thang, girl. Add a little belt to it, Miss Thang, and make it form fitting for herself, Miss Thang, girl. I left her on the couch, Miss Thang, bitch. I'm not playing, bitch, Miss Thang, girl. It's no shame. I need to know this, Miss Thang. It's no shame, Miss Thang, bitch. Let me tell you something. Yanni, motherfucking Asia, Miss Thang, bitch. I need to know what town you bitches are going to be in, Miss Thang, bitch, okay? Y'all need to post up y'all ballroom itinerary, Miss Thang, bitch, because I'm not going out, and I'm not battling with my grand and my great-grands, Miss Thang, I'm not. So y'all need to post up y'all fucking itinerary on what state y'all going to so I can go to another ball that y'all not going to be at, Miss Thang, girl, because I can't be battling with these bitches, Miss Thang. It's so shame, Miss Thang, girl. I'm trying to come out and get my new life and my new shit, and then these bitches come and storm the building. I need y'all itinerary in my inbox by the end of the night.
Quentin is so funny. He's gonna talk some well. She was gonna have on her glitter T-string. Ain't that fierce? I'm gonna fuck you up with.
Quentin, you will be.
She was gonna have on a glitter T-string, bitch. I'm about to play with her.
You say you gotta make that pussy pop.
Good y'all. I miss you, hoes. You girls is the key.
Listen, I don't know where you came from and retirement or something, but I'm not here for your shit. Okay. Yeah, Quentin, you'll be here 4 days. Quentin. I will see you, Quentin. Stop playing with me. Let me tell y'all something. I had a great time. No, I played spades and everything at 83rd House, baby. Okay, with Jupiter Balenciaga, that was my partner, and we won. We fucked the girls up, me and Jupiter. You know, but I had a wonderful time. Like, you know, I really enjoyed myself. You know. Like being in Chicago and actually being around the kids and stuff, you know. I think I like the little kickback after parties more than I like the big, like, you know, party that they be having.
The little kickback
is cute, bitch. It's like really more intimate and quaint and stuff. And you know, we was playing spades and the girls are talking shit and stuff like that. The big party ones when it's dark and shit and I can't see shit in this thing, bitch. And bitches are touching and feeling and fondling and all type of shit. I don't like that type of shit. Okay? And Tree, if you don't keep your hand on my ass, Miss Saint Tree, it's going to have a problem.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Kelly, you're an old set out. You're an old set out. You like all the feeling and touching and rubbing, bitch. You be rubbing just along with the kids, girl. Shut your Me Too ass up.
Okay, and Tree, if you don't stop fondling me, Tree, when you see me, Tree, I'ma put you on the list, Tree. Me too. I like to be fondled.
Oh, Tayana says she's on a call. She'll call when she get off.
Oh, child, by the time Tayana get off, we probably be gone, honey. By the time Tayana get off.
Okay.
All of that fondling and feeling and stuff that y'all be doing at the party, don't be fondling and feeling me. I'm not here for it. Only with certain people.
Girl, you a set out, girl.
What?
You a set out.
Just because you opened the oil, bitch.
Miss Ingress, if we release some videos from that camera in your bedroom, bitch, the girls will see different,
no!
Bitch.
No, let me ask y'all a question. I'm thinking about opening my OnlyFans page. What's good?
Oh, my Lord.
Who's going to go and subscribe to my OnlyFans page? I'm about to open my OnlyFans.
Miss A, the videos that woman got of herself sucking dick and all of this carrying on is a mess, girl.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Take the wheel. Girl, you out there sucking dick with the corona.
Excuse me, bitch. This is before the corona.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen.
Hold on. Miss Laura Spears is coming for you, Miss Kelly. She said, why didn't you say those rules when Vicky Gotti was 17?
Vicky Gotti, I said, I'm not even going in with Miss.
I'm just telling you what the girls are saying in the comments. Miss Laura Spears said, why didn't you say those rules when you was with Vicky Gotti was 17, girl?
Well, if Vicky Gotti was 17, how old was you, Callie?
42.
And you fell out. You fell out.
Hold on,
40,
hold on,
she
hold
said
on,
42.
Miss Melody said on your OnlyFans, girl, will you be popping?
Be pop. Am I gonna tell you, bitch? I'll be popping. Okay, bitch. I'll be popping. Dropping and motherfucking locking.
Wait, did she say flopping or topping?
That
dropping,
bitch said, you will Kelly be topping.
And all of that, okay?
Girl. Mm.
Let me tell you something. If I was a regular, normal person this day, bitch, okay, and I didn't do half of the things that I did to the girls over the years this day, girl, I would. I actually do have an OnlyFans page already. It's Jess Kelly on OnlyFans. But I haven't. I posted like two videos on there. It's $9.99 to subscribe to my page. You know, when you first start. So if y'all want to go check out some of my videos. But I want to get down and dirty, Miss Day Girl. I wanted to make a video. I wanted to make a video this weekend when I was in Chicago on an ornament, Maya's ornament. I didn't have no candidates to make a video on the ornament. Amaya got this nice, great ornament, honey, okay? Amaya got this nice, great ornament in the middle of her living room. And I wanted to get on the ornament, honey, and do a show on the ornament, honey, for my OnlyFans page, honey. But I'm about to upload some of my videos, you know, on my OnlyFans.
Jason, let me tell you something. If that bitch would have did anything on my brand new $2,000 ornament in my living room, bitch. Y'all, she would have been doing this show tonight from the county jail, bitch. I would have called the fucking police, bitch. If that bitch, and I got a camera that sit right there in that living room, bitch, I would have showed them that this motherfucking Transformer Decepticon was in my living room, bitch, doing God low unlawful things, bitch, and I would have called the police.
I mean, say, girl, and you know what, our cameras, you know you could talk through the microphones on the cameras. So I would have just made a microphone on the camera, and I would have said, sis, am I doing a good job, sis?
Hold on, no, Kelly. Why is Miss Laura coming for you like that? That bitch said Vicky Gotti wanted a sidekick, and she wanted his hole. So, y'all, it was a fair exchange, no robbery, team.
You know, but I'm not arguing with the hell. That's not what I'm I argue with bitches that I know who they are, Miss Thang, bitch. And I respect bitches more, Miss Thang. You know, it's pretty. And you girls are still sitting behind fake profiles, Miss Thang, girl. You still haven't got the balls or the chest here, bitch, the motherfucker come and speak on your own, honey, okay?
Y'all stop asking this woman who she going to do the video with on my ornament. She was going to be in jail, and so was they. Ain't no sex act on my ornament, bitch, in my living room.
Listen.
Hold on, like you recorded that, Ms. Rahi, at Jack House after the meeting. Girl, the girl got not playing with you, Ms. Kelly.
Oh, well, I don't know what meeting they talking about, bitch. I'm in a house, bitch. So I don't know what the fuck they talking about, bitch. I got a meeting tomorrow night, bitch. I go to conference calls, bitch. Okay?
That bitch said, never forget, we made you, Kelly. You would be nothing without fake profiles.
Bitch, I would be nothing without fake profiles. I think you motherfucking bitches relevant. Y'all need to know that, okay? Bitch, I think all of you motherfuckers fake profiles relevant and made the girl know who the fuck you bitches are. I didn't want to steal, bitch, motherfuckers, but you can do the motherfuckers, okay? Okay? Mm-hmm. And if this is still the same lower situation back in the day, hey girl, I'll go open up my inbox of all the different things, all the different profiles, and see you just a little bit.
I forgot you told me who the old Laura Spears was. I forgot we talked about that. That Miss Melody gonna, that Miss Melody is gonna say back to the OnlyFans. Oh, Miss Melody, you want the OnlyFans shake now.
OnlyFans is already up. My OnlyFans is already up. It's just early. If you take the last OnlyFans. Hit me up.
The fake profile, Kelly. The fake profile, Kelly said you were nothing. We sent you the tea, Pooh.
I got my OnlyFans. My OnlyFans is all my OnlyFans. I'm going to start dropping some of these videos that I got on my phone.
Please don't, girl. I told you don't do that, girl. Don't put that shit up.
Listen.
Hold on. Wait. And I can show how you got the legend Camaro rated.
Ooh.
Girl, I got to.
Lewis, I can show how you got. Girl, what does she want? Hold on, girl. The girl's not calling me, girl. They might want me off. Hold on.
Listen, I need the girls to subscribe to my OnlyFans. I'm dropping videos. I'm going to drop some videos. Subscribe to my OnlyFans. I'm going to drop some videos. But y'all got to subscribe to my page. I'm going to drop some videos. It's going to be a lituation. I'm telling you, it's going to get real disrespectful of me. I'm telling y'all, baby. But I know the girls, as soon as I drop my videos, they say the girls go screenshot, go screen record my videos and add them on Facebook and stuff. But, I'm about to, times is hard out here, Miss Thang Bitch, and I need a little coin, Miss Thang Bitch, girl, honey, okay? Chat. So, I'm about to drop my OnlyFans. Make sure y'all subscribe to my OnlyFans. And I got some videos up there already, bitch, but I'm about to drop some double XL videos up there, bitch, and it's about to be a big, it's about to get nasty. Make it nasty. Get nasty. Big nasty. Jason, tell the girls good night. Jason, you have to get up out of here.
Oh, wait. Are you mean to tell me I could have did my conference call and still tuned into this? You so what? Okay. Good night, everyone.
Conference calls with the libations on Monday.
Well, we had to reschedule something since there's no ball in Kentucky until August, honey.
What ball?
Larry's ball has been postponed. She ain't paid for no commercials, so we ain't talking about it.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honey, damn. Well, go ahead and release your message.
So, girl, we done. So, good night, because I need to talk to you about, because you better hope that you be able to hear yours because of the corona.
You say the corona is going to be over.
You better hope.
The corona's gonna be over, bitch. They did their first test. They did their first test, baby, today on someone, baby, a cure, whatever they calling it, baby, for the corona. They did the first test on somebody today. So we gonna see, baby. Trust and believe, baby. Girl, the way they about to lose up all this money, baby, honey. They ain't going for that. Trust me, the government gonna have something, baby, in the next 7 days, baby. Okay, the corona gonna be over.
I hope so.
Bitch, I'm telling y'all girls, bitch, the corona is gonna. Oh wait, hold on, my is that? The corona is gonna be over really soon, Miss Thang Bitch. Girl,
Kelly,
they got rap.
Kelly,
yes.
Kelly,
yes.
We have the icon, overall godmother of the house of Evony, Tyana Ebony.
Oh,
hello there.
What's up?
What's going on, Tyana?
Hey, what's up,
girl? Tyana, how did you enjoy the weekend and everything that happened over the weekend?
I really, really enjoyed myself. I enjoyed everybody that came out to have fun. The ball was really, really fun. Next time, you guys, I will not get a stage that high. I don't know why. I guess I must have got the wrong measurements. But the girls were spinning and dipping off the stage, falling off the stage. But we had fun. We had fun. Congratulations to all of the winners. I don't know if you guys did this because I'm just not calling in, but congratulations to all the winners that won the categories, to all the people that was all the winners for of the year. What else? Yeah, and I'm just glad everybody made it home safely if everybody is at home.
So let's go.
Yeah. Oh my God. The way the ass just popped out. Okay. Girls, don't be sending me no cash app mistakes for no videos, this thing, girl. Okay? I'm not sending my videos to y'all privately.
Which video?
My video. I'm opening my OnlyFans.
Oh, I got one too. If you guys go on. Let me plug my OnlyFans. Oh no, God! Listen, y'all. Listen. I listen. Hold on. Before you do that, Tyana, I want all of my people on this show to know that I have seen some of the things that Tyana has been releasing. And if you want to see her bunker wide open, leap over the bed, girl, let Trey ride her for a fool, and her doing all of these fake moans, like, oh, yeah. If you want to see all of that, girl, then you're going to subscribe to Tyana Ebony's motherfucking shit. Because I seen them videos the other day, bitch, and Tyana's holding her butt open, getting fucking everything, girl.
They will never get that screen name. if you don't follow me on Twitter, you most definitely wouldn't get
$35,
it.
Melody, if you cash at me $35, I'll send you a video right now.
Miss Tyana be busting over for a real nigga on her videos, then.
A real nigga. I'm telling you.
Tyana Gibbs, ain't no monkey going to stop this show, bitch.
Hello. Or better retract.
I'm going to fuck you up, bitch.
I got some videos up in this motherfucking phone.
Well, I'm not ashamed, bitch. If you hold that,
my
only thing is $40. If you want to see me carry, bitch, I'll definitely send you that because I do very lewd things on my OnlyFans, bitch, and I don't give a fuck if you have a screen name, bitch.
Everything, hold on, to everybody on YouTube that's asking me what's my name on my OnlyFans. Everything with me is Jeff Kelly. I don't think shit. My OnlyFans is Jeff Kelly. My Instagram is Only Kelly. My Facebook is Jeff Kelly. Everything is Jeff Kelly.
Well, my OnlyFans is the 11-inch diva, girl. You can go there and just subscribe. I'll gladly take your $40. I feel nothing about it. And I upload new content every week, bitch, when I'm not at work. So, bitch, you can go on the 11-inch diva, and she will show you what it's all about.
Oh, my God.
So, sis, tell y'all. What's the thing?
Oh, they have some discrepancies about mother and father of the year.
They had three discrepancies. Amaya answered one. They wanted to know how did Tanya win mother of the year, Mario win father of the year, and another discrepancy that I forgot to talk about is the 101 most important in Chicago. Girl, people with activists, they like, they see a lot of these names on the list. And they said, well, like somebody said to me, I was talking to them at the kickback last night. It was like, Kelly, did you see this? And they sent it to me, and I was reading it. It was like, well, how did the Mori make this fucking list?
How did the Mori?
Okay. No, let me be clear. Hold on, Tyana, before you even address that. Let me be clear. Because it's not even because it's me. I'm speaking purely for myself. I have helped maintain regions in all throughout the Midwest. I've been mother of the year here in the Midwest. I have run houses here, all of that. And even I wasn't on the list. That is a list. When they asked that list, those were people's suggestions and names that people put out. That doesn't take away from your influence if you're not on a piece of paper. Let's be very motherfucking clear.
Hey, but bitch, y'all have done a lot for Chicago, Ms. Tang, and I was going to mention you next as well, Ms. Tang. Like, why wasn't y'all on this list?
Okay, so and again, it's all opinionated. You know, we have a group that we selected. And I'm gonna just say it here because you know I got a phone call from one of your house members today, and they felt like they should have been included in the process of making decisions, which I have no problem doing that because he is the father. Well, I'm just going to say that. Kentrell, and that's my twin. Everybody knows there's no bad blood between us. We're going to argue, cut each other out, and we're going to keep going the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So he felt like, you know, that I should have included him. Kentrell have a job. He runs a business. Kentrell does not have time for that. So this is how I put it. And people would agree with me on this. A lot of people have agreed with me on this. If you cannot come to the meeting, let's not just make it to the meetings when it's time to do demon or giving opinions about other people's statuses. Let's not do that. Because
mm-hmm.
It's not fair towards the people that always come to the meeting. You do have a parent that was there at the meeting, when she was there, Karma, she'll come to the meeting and she'll give her opinions and different things too. But again, certain decisions on people's statuses, if she's still trying to make her status, I would never set her at the table with with the people to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's not fair. You have a couple of people that I didn't see on the list, and I say this all the time. I'm only one person, and I think I said this with the. I don't mean to say her name out there, but I'm just going to say it so people could know what I'm saying. Rashanti,
correct.
Prime example. We had this same thing last
year.
We
argued down that year about her status. It's no shame.
Right, about her status. Again, I didn't see it, but everybody else saw it. So I'm only one person. I could not give it to her because I was outvoted. I mean, if I would have made up my mind and said, no, she's not getting it, that wouldn't be fair. What's the point of having a fucking board?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only one person that actually says this. That said, no, when you got a board of 15 people, you know? So, hey, I mean, and then far as the, let's jump to the mini ball. As far as the legendary status and the up-and-coming legend and the stars and, you know, stuff like that, Kelly, how long does it take you to become legendary?
5 years.
Huh?
5 to 10.
5 to 10 years, right? 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to make it clear. Just because someone gives you an up and coming legendary, that does not mean that you're going to be legendary the next year. It can take you 2 or 3 years to become legendary after that. So if you become a statement and you wait 3 years later, shit, you can become legendary. You never know. You don't got to be up and coming. You never know how the tables turn because it's balls every weekend. It's balls every fucking weekend. So I don't think no one should actually really, really get mad at things like that because, I mean, it's going to come to you. If you deserve it, it's going to come to you. I would never be no one looking bitter because of a fucking status. You got to think about it. This is all extracurricular. I know we all still put our hard work into it, but at the end of the day, it's all still extracurricular. You know what I'm saying? It's no one. You should never be bitter. I would never fight nobody over because they didn't want to hug me.
Right.
Or they looked at me a certain kind of way. Like, I mean, you guys are taking ballroom really, really. It's like a lot changed for real. But again,
hold on, Tiana, right quick. I'm looking at the Facebook, like, you know, as I'm on here because when I am on the show, I look at a lot of y'all comments. I look at Facebook to see how y'all posting about how y'all on the radio. Like, I get it a lot, whether I don't care y'all or not. And I'm seeing a lot of people talking about the 101 most influential people in the Midwest. And like I see it, and like Tiana said, it is based upon people's opinion. And some of us that are not on the list are not, just because we made huge impact in the Midwest, some people just really don't like us. Like, let's be clear. So they're not going to champion our names or push us forward because they genuinely just don't fuck with you. And that's okay.
And like I said, I'm speaking for myself alone. My work and what I have done with helping people and giving back to the scene in the Midwest and stuff, that goes unknown. I mean, that goes without saying. So I'm not going to fight to be on some big sheet of paper because I'm like, oh, somebody should have put my name somewhere. When you are that bitch and you are really a leader and you are really a person that pushed things forward, whether a bitch ever acknowledged you or not, you're still that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Period. A piece of paper, somebody acknowledging you on a program to not change who you are fundamentally as a person.
You sound like Miss Joanna from Atlanta Housewives. Like, I'm that big.
I'm just being honest. Like, I know what I've done. My close friends, like Ayanna or DeMario or, Tayana, all of, we know what we do. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that we do that people never know nothing about. As much as messy or shady or as funny as Tayana be, Tayana do a lot of things for these little kids in this community. She don't always go around waiting for somebody to say, oh, Tayana, thank you for getting somebody housed. Thank you for getting somebody tested. That's just what she does.
Thank
so everything you do is not going to always be acknowledged on a sheet of paper. Fuck that paper. If you that bitch, you're going to continue to be so.
Well, I'm that bitch. And I'm coming for your crown next year, bitch.
Listen, I won that award. I won that Shade of Queen award. I really thought Tayana should have got it this year. No shade.
Yeah, but, you know, and y'all, listen, I do this thing. I do it at the kindness of my heart.
You do.
I try to be peaceful with everybody, even though people, regardless, if somebody else would have gotten it, then somebody else wouldn't have gotten it. They, I still would have been at fault. So,
yeah.
Hey, what they say, be unapologetic about it. I mean, you did what you did. You did your best at it, and you tried to help everybody. I mean, hey, you didn't get it this year. You'll get it next year, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, just keep working towards it. That's all I say. I don't take nothing away from nobody. I don't take no credit away from nobody. And again, I'm going to make this public. I do not know how to fight.
But she'll tell you the hobby. She do got 7 brothers that she carried with her all time.
I do not know how to fight. I did. Okay, yeah, I got to go. My jail call is calling me back. I'm sorry.
That's a sorry girl.
I'm going to fuck that bitch up. Listen.
Girl, that bitch is a key. But yeah, people stop being so sensitive about ballroom. Ballroom is not for the faint of heart or for the sensitive. If the things are going to happen for you, they're going to happen for you. Like, this isn't weird. Like, the peace that you get from not paying this shit no attention far supersedes anything that any of these queens could ever give you. Real talk.
These queens ain't give me shit, bitch.
Bitch, I'm paying queens no motherfucking attention, bitch. Girl, I hit them where it hurts. Bitch, I ain't been a ballroom in 6 months. I took a break, bitch, and I'm still winning other years. Girl, fuck these hoes.
And I let y'all bitches know, and Maya and Jason will tell y'all, bitch, girl, when I get up off of this motherfucking show and I get up off of the motherfucking radio and the internet and everything, bitch, girl, I don't know half of the shit that be going on Facebook, bitch. All my motherfucking notifications are turned off on my phone, bitch. Bitches have to text me, bitch, and say, bitch, you don't see what's going on, bitch? I don't think about you, you Stockton, and you Red Dragons, and you just the cars and say what it's over.
I'm sorry, Johnson. Hold on, Kelly. I'm sorry if y'all can't hear me. I got y'all on speakerphone because I'm looking at your comments. But somebody asked how many people on the phone lines have a job. And I do.
I do.
I definitely do. I went from a jail. Let me say something. Hold on, Kelly. I'm a real bitch. I went from a jail cell doing 4.5 years to where now I'm a manager running over 3 different departments in my company, and I stand very comfortably in the fact that I worked my ass off to get where I am. Let's just say that.
And I say that all the time. Every time I post a motherfucking picture of me traveling someplace, bitch, doing nonprofit motherfucking work, bitch. I went from the jailhouse, bitch, to courtroom, bitch. Okay, bitch, please. Okay, bitch. See that's your problem. That's your problem, Brooklyn. Do you got a job, Brooklyn Mona? What is your job that you have? Okay, besides sitting here and aggravating people, okay? All 3 of us.
I have business cards. I have business cards, a key to my store. I definitely have no problem. Or if you look at my Facebook, 90% of my pictures that I post now is me sitting at my desk in my office.
I actually do work for Agency Brooklyn Motor, and that's none of y'all business what I do outside of this radio show. when it comes to moving forward with me for 2020, when it comes to my love life and anybody that I'm sleeping with in my private life or what I'm doing outside of that, it's going to stay that, just that. It's none of y'all business, okay? I will never post up my job and the things that I'm going to be doing and stuff like that, because it's ridiculous when it comes to y'all. I kind of sabotage everything when it comes to people. So I'm going to keep certain things, just have to stay private, okay? But, yes, we all do have jobs. We all do get up. We just don't sit around and just be sitting here twiddling in our hands and being up on Facebook all fucking day long, baby, just pumping people business, bitch, being fake people behind other motherfucking names, bitch. We can be ourselves, bitch, and work our jobs, bitch, and work our Facebooks from our ring page.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I'm an open book. I feel I have nothing to hide about the things that I've done in my life and the mistakes that I have made. And yes, I just came home from prison 2 years ago, just got off parole a month ago, and I'm sitting here with a brand new truck outside, a brand new lovely home, and a job that pays me very, very well. And no one triggers me or makes me upset, because I honestly tell my story, because I tell people if I can come out of the jail cell and make it, so can you. But let that ever be mistaken. That's the reason why I stepped back from Facebook, from the radio show and from ballroom, and so that I could get myself together. And I'm happily at peace with
Brooklyn, my corporate job and my brand new car.
Hey,
hold on about you, Brooklyn. I just said, Brooklyn, you know how you can post whatever you want to post, Brooklyn. I just sat here and told them, bitch, I made you bitches relevant, mistake, bitch. I sent y'all the shit that I didn't want to motherfucking post, mistake, Brooklyn. So what are you sitting here saying, Brooklyn? You can inbox, you can post up whatever you want to post up, Brooklyn, because anything that I put in your inbox, girl, bitch, I put in your inbox, girl, and you can post it, bitch. I don't give a fuck, because ain't none of these bitches going to check me. I posted and gave it to you, bitch, because I didn't want to put the blood on my hands. I said that earlier when you was on your other profile, on your Laura Spears profile. Okay? You bitches need to know how to work your profile, okay? You bitches need to work on this time. See, if you was a bad bitch, this is my bad bitch, bitch, that girl works her profile, okay? Let me tell you how bad this works her profile. This is how bad bitch works the profile, girl. Why you have profile, bitch? This is how bad bitch works the profile. The bitch you want a profile. You never let one profile start talking. The other profile shuts down, bitch. If you girls get a drink for this, bitch. You might know how to work your profile, girl. And you be logged into all your Facebook and all your profile. Okay, but I'm saying we about to get up out of here. I'm about to lay down and relax. Okay, have a long day. Shit, my enemy tomorrow. Laura said, I posted it, bitch. I posted it, bitch. I posted it, bitch. I wanted to keep my hands dirty. But I'm about to get out of here.
I'm sorry. I'm here. What's up?
Say good night. We're about to get up out of here.
Good night.
I miss you all so much, and I'll be back a lot more lately. And in 2020, I was just taking time for myself, but I love y'all.
Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, you definitely do go into tonight. Because the life you save will definitely be your own. I love y'all all for loving me, and have a wonderful night. And we'll see you back here next week, Monday, for another installment. No, we might not even be back next week, Miss Saint, because there might not be nothing going on since everything is shut down, baby. So I don't know, baby, but stay tuned. And if we're going to do something, I'll let you know. We out of here. Good night. Love you, baby.